This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israel has agreed to delay the invasion of Gaza for now so the U.S. can rush missile defenses to the region. That's according to the Wall Street Journal, which is reporting the story on Wednesday, citing U.S. and Israeli officials. It says Israel is also taking into account in its planning the effort to supply humanitarian aid to civilians inside Gaza, as well as diplomatic efforts to free hostages. Israel continues to bombard Gaza, and according to the Hamas-controlled health administration in the Strip, a record number of people were killed overnight and on Wednesday, bringing, it says, the total death toll in Gaza to above 6,500. The Security Council will meet again on Wednesday to talk about Gaza. After 6 months of war, Sudan's army said on Wednesday it has accepted an invitation to send a delegation to complete talks in Saudi Arabia with the paramilitary rapid support forces. What we know now in this developing situation from Reuters correspondent David Doyle.
The negotiations in the Saudi Red Sea port of Jeddah aim to bring a pause, if not a complete end, to fighting that broke out in April. The power struggle over terms for a gradual transition from military to civilian rule has wrecked the capital Khartoum and sparked ethnically driven attacks in Darfur. Millions of people have been displaced and thousands killed.
The army statement, according to Reuters correspondent David Doyle, says it has accepted an invitation to send representatives to Jeddah to complete what was previously agreed upon. This is VOA News. China has a